News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the ash left behind from the Los Angeles wildfires is being described as very toxic.
The blazes unleashed complex chemical reactions on paint, furniture, building materials, cars, electronics, and other belongings. That turned ordinary objects into potentially toxic ash that requires protective equipment to handle safely. California State University professor Jackson Webster warns that you don't want to interact with them.
You could be being exposed to specific things such as lead and asbestos. And
experts like Lisa Patel with the Stanford School of Medicine are also concerned about where the ash ultimately ends up.
Because if the individual item itself is safe, it's probably coated with the chemicals from all the other things around it that have burned.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Trump is eyeing North American tariffs for early next month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president signed multiple executive orders in the hours after his inauguration, but he did not take day one action on tariffs, as he had promised. However, he expects to announce tariffs on February 1st.
We're thinking in terms of 25% on Mexico and Canada.
The president signed a memo directing his administration to study trade policies with China, as well as Canada and Mexico. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A winter storm sweeping through the U.S. South on Tuesday was dumping snow at levels millions of residents haven't seen before. Moisture from the Gulf of Mexico was combining with a low pressure system and chilly air to drop significant amounts of snow in some spots. That included 10.5 inches near Lafayette, Louisiana by midday Tuesday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 537 points, the Nasdaq rose 126. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse continues to provide hurricane relief in North Carolina. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The giant Christian relief agency says it has helped more than 6,000 homeowners in small mountain towns and other rural areas devastated by the big storm that struck nearly 4 months ago. Scores of trailer homes and RVs have been provided by Samaritan's Purse to families whose houses were flattened by Helene, with more on the way. Ministry President Franklin Graham says more than 350 people have also accepted Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's just begun his second term, but his influence is already rippling through state capitals. Republican governors have announced Trump-themed policies on abortion and the LGBT agenda and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Even some Democratic governors are tapping into the themes Trump used to get elected as far as their party will allow them. This is SRN News. The Senate votes tomorrow on a bill aimed at ensuring medical care for unborn children who survive a botched abortion. Bob Agnew reports.
It's called the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. It expands on the protections for abortion survivors in the Born Alive Infant Protection Act of 2002. It merely defined abortion survivors as human beings. This new bill imposes a proactive obligation on the health care provider involved to provide life-saving care for the survivor. If the bill can muster the 60 votes it needs to break a Democrat filibuster, it will advance to a final vote in the Senate later this week. Bob Agnew reporting.
A prisoner swap between the U.S. and Afghanistan's Taliban has freed two Americans in exchange for a Taliban figure imprisoned for life in California on drug trafficking and terrorism charges. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.